we got the we took the opening kickoff and had a probably our best drive of the game and fumbled down inside the 10. And then we were able to get a stop and get a short field. Actually, I think we got a takeaway, and then we had a really short field to work with, and we were able to punch in a quick touchdown. And I mean, that was really pretty much it for both teams in the first half. It was a pretty good defensive battle through that first half. And you know, going into halftime, we tried to make some adjustments and come out, and we thought maybe there were some things we could try to do. But I mean, all credit to Maysville. Their defense was fantastic tonight. It was they were physical. They were everywhere we really wanted to be. And you know, it really seemed to be one of those nights where no matter what we called, they were prepared and they were ready for it. So they absolutely played out of their minds tonight. And hats off to them, because they stuffed us all night long until that fourth quarter. And you know, that's when things really kind of opened up for us. And it was, you know, a kickoff return for a touchdown. And then we were able to get a big fourth down stop. And then threw a long pass to Zeb Schwarzkopf, who's made really some big catches for us so far this year. And that's what put us up. And then, you know, on the ensuing kickoff, we had them buried deep in their territory, and then able to hold them on downs and punch in a late touchdown. And we pick up a 2-point conversion to go up by 9. And, you know, that was the story of the game for us. It was good first drive, punch in a quick score, and then, you know, find ourselves struggling for about 3.5 more quarters until we were able to throw a bunch of stuff together there in the fourth. It was wild for sure. That's no question.